Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 edition. I would like to take a moment. I got a text message that I just saw during the break. And I would like to take a moment and ask you to join me in a prayer right now. The newly elected last November 5th, County Clerk for Presque County, Darren Darga. Well, Cliff Tellini, the chairman of the Presque County Board of Commissioners, sent me a text. Please pray for our clerk, Darren Darga. He had a stroke 2 weeks ago and is at St. Mary's Hospital in Saginaw. So if you guys could take a moment and join me in this prayer, I'd greatly appreciate it. I know Darren and his family would appreciate it. Father God, we come to you this morning and we ask that you put your healing hand and your divine providence on Darren Darga. He's at St. Mary's Hospital, Lord, in Saginaw, Michigan. We ask that, Father, you absolutely guide and direct his doctors, the nurses, everybody that's taking care of him to focus on Darren and to provide him the care, the treatments, the medicine, whatever is required, Lord, through your divine plan for Darren to restore his health. Restore him to his best self that you have in store, you have planned for him. Lord, we ask that he be completely healed of this stroke and that he's able to get back to his family and get back to serving his community that he loves so very much. Father, we ask that you do this for him. We ask that you do this for his family, his community, his county of Presque Isle, and that you absolutely restore Darren Darga to his perfect health. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you join me in that prayer, thank you very much for doing so. We greatly appreciate it. And it was kind of interesting because I asked Vicki, I said, do me a favor, when you're down at the conference, look for Darren Darga from Presque Isle County. Make sure you reintroduce yourself to him. There's also another county clerk slash registered of deed that I wanted her to meet and have interaction with. And that's former state representative, now clerk register of deeds for Macomb County, Michigan, Anthony Forlini. And talk to him about how they merged the county clerk's office with the registered of deeds office and whether that was beneficial to their county, because I'm hearing a lot of counties are doing it and it's a way to perhaps consolidate and save some money for the counties. So I asked her to talk to Anthony about that and get his impression, his take on it. A few of the other county clerks that she's looking for as Lisa Pothamus Lyons. She's the county clerk for Kent. And I gave Vicki some background information about Lisa and wanted her to ask some questions of her and to have an interaction with her as well. So, kind of interesting. We'll get a full-blown field report tomorrow afternoon when she gets back, and we'll be talking about it on Thursday's show. Now, one of the things that I've been following, and you know very well that we are very concerned about the budget process. Well, the House looks like there's a good possibility that they may not get to a consensus on a budget in the House. Quote of the day from yesterday came from Matt Resch of Resch Strategies, commenting on whether he believes that the Speaker, Matt Hall, Republican Majority Leader, actually wants a government shutdown to take place starting on midnight on September 30th. The current budget, the fiscal year 2025 budget, expires at midnight. And if they don't have a new budget in place, technically, constitutionally, the state of Michigan's government shuts down. Well, the quote of the day is, Speaker Hall would wear a government shutdown like an Easter Sunday three-piece suit. Between the live streams, the news conferences, the media scrums, this is an opportunity that he's been ready for this moment his whole life, end quote, said the consultant. Now, it's kind of interesting because this was part of the discussion on Monday that they normally do every Monday for Monday's podcast. They call it Pundit Monday. Who would wear a government shutdown the best? That's the opening question that they put out there for the pundits to consider. Now, the consultants, the pundits that they usually put on these are insiders in Lansing. However, there's some background to this. This isn't like 2007 or even 2009, when the state government shut down briefly in the middle of the night as Republican lawmakers sucked up tax increases, voting to balance the budget because of how the Great Recession impacted revenue in Lansing. Well, those shutdowns, I lived through one of them. In 2007, at the stroke of midnight on September 30th that year, the governor at the time, Jennifer Granholm, was locked in a battle with the Senate Majority Leader, Mike Bishop. They controlled the Senate, not the House, but the Senate. And Mike Bishop, Republican-led Senate caucus, absolutely refused to increase taxes to balance the budget. So at the stroke of midnight on September 30th, 2007, I was sitting in a parking lot in Okemos near Lansing, where truck drivers would have to renew their license plates. I was out truck driving and got a call from my dispatcher, and she said, Randy, we haven't received your renewal of your license plate for your semi-truck. And I went, oh my God, I totally forgot to send it in. She said, well, I'm going to give you a load assignment to get you back near Lansing, and you need to get over there on September 30th at the latest and renew your license plate. Well, I looked in my little drawer in the semi-truck where I did my logs and my papers and all my receipts and all the things that were going on at the time, where I had one company check left. So I filled it out, state of Michigan, $1,800, renewing my tab for my semi-truck, and I headed towards Lansing. Well, the problem is I didn't get there, and because I got delayed at unloading the shipment that I had taken to Michigan, I got there at about 6 o'clock at night. And, of course, the office closed at 5. So I parked in the commercial trucking parking lot with a few other truck drivers and turned off my engine, talked to Vicky, had something to eat, warmed up some stuff out of the refrigerator in my microwave, and I went to bed. Set my alarm for 8:30 the next morning. Was going to sleep in, get some good sleep, and get dressed and go on in at 9 o'clock and hand them the check. Got up, got dressed. 9 o'clock, I went up. I was standing in line with a few other drivers, and we tried to open the doors at 9 o'clock, and the doors were locked. I got back in my truck. I contacted my dispatcher, and I said, "They're not open today." And she went, "Oh, no, no, no. There's breaking news. Michigan's government has been shut down. They're having a budget battle at the Capitol. You can't drive your truck." It was now October 1st, 2007, and I couldn't move. So I said, "Okay, so what do I do?" She said, "Well, we'll keep on top of it. And when we hear that they have come to a budget agreement, I'll give you a text message, phone call, Qualcomm notice, whatever I have to do to get a hold of you to go on inside and to pay for your plate." Well, it was a short shutdown. I think it was 11 o'clock, 11:30. It was before lunch, I know that. She texted me, and she said, "They're open." Well, no sooner did she text me that, and I looked up, and there was an employee inside the building, came out and unlocked the deadbolt, opened the doors to the office. Went inside. "I'm here to renew my tabs for my semi. Here's my check." And the girl looked at me, and she said, "I'm sorry, sir, but this amount's wrong." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, the state government just passed the budget, and part of balancing the budget, they increase the cost for truck drivers to renew their license plates." I said, "This is the last check I have. How much did it go up to?" $300. $2,100 instead of $1,800. Well, I had written the check out that way, $1,800. So I had to change 18 to 2,100 and initial the check, and she took it. That's what happened back in 2007. Is it going to happen again in 2025? We're going to talk about, finish that story on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment. Not for sure I'm going to wrap this story up. So after Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord comes on in the next half hour, if we don't have this story done, we'll wrap it up at 10:35. This year, in 2025, the talk of a government shutdown is being breathed in to the discussion due to the hyper-political nature of a legislature run by Democratic-controlled Senate majority and Republican House majority. Well, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is breaking the rules, not laws, but the rules, in crafting a spending plan that has sailed adrift from the typical Lansing timeline. Republican majority and Speaker Hall wants a different type of budget, one that wills into place a long-sought permanent road funding scheme without a tax increase. Well, you can tell this was written by a very left-leaning liberal for MERS News Service. One that wills it into place? No. It doesn't will it into place. It puts it into the budget. Long-sought permanent road funding scheme? No, it's not a scheme. It's a plan. It's an actual budget without a tax increase. Well, snarkily, she writes, where does the money come from? Well, Hall wants to cut legislative earmarks in ending incentive grants. Two places Republicans want to change the way we do business in Lansing. Well, according to this reporter, that only gets you maybe halfway to the advertised $3 billion need. So where's the rest coming from? Hall says he's not going to cut education or Medicaid, two of the huge budget drivers. Education budget, $23 billion. Medicaid, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, $37 billion. The two areas Hall says he's not going to cut is $60 billion of the $80 billion or $82 billion that the Senate Democrats want, is 75% of our budget. $60 billion of $80. Well, until Matt Hall lays out his entire secret recipe, again, this snarky reporter from MERS, Senate Democrats aren't coming to the bargaining table. They're arguing the bargain against exactly what, because Hall isn't explaining his plan yet. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is torn right now. Why? Because the Republicans are singing out her song, Fix the Damn Roads, hymnal. But the Senate Democrats are with her on nearly everything else except for the road funding plan that doesn't raise taxes. You see, the way the Senate Democrats want to do it, folks, they want to raise taxes on us, the people, to add, increase an additional $3 billion into the state budget. House Republicans don't want to do that. So it's against this very backdrop that MERS News Service was checking in with this week's pundits for deeper analysis and different perspectives on the unfunded state government budget that's coming up midnight on September 30th. We started off with Adrian Hemman, CEO of Grassroots Midwest, who staffed former House Appropriation Committee Chair George Cushenberry, state representative from Detroit, during some of those stressful Great Recession budgets. Well, he's putting the odds for a government shutdown at 2-1, noting that it's coming up to be late August and that legislative leaders have made zero progress, quote unquote, on an agreement since the deadline, July 1st. So the question that they came up with for the pundits, what do you anticipate the public's reaction to be if there is in fact a state government shutdown? Well, Hemman starts off saying, well, it depends on how long it lasts. If it's short, only the few people who watch politics will even care. But if it lasts longer than a few days, well, then the public is going to start to be outraged. Bill Ballinger, editor-owner of the Ballinger Report, said, mild disgust, but resignation. After all, they've seen this movie before. Although rare, the state of Michigan did not collapse when it happened. In fact, only a few remember any serious ramifications. Besides the budget, the public expects the budget impasse will be resolved quickly. Very similar to the way it happened on September 30th back in 2009. Interesting, because the 2007 was only a few hours. 2009, it lasted 2 days. We're going to continue this discussion at 10:35 because in the next half hour, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, text me any questions you have for Ian. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and